The entire flap over Towson University and its two sports programs, soccer and baseball, has been something ongoing ever since the announcement made by the president of Towson University, Marvin Leshke, at a meeting of the players of those two sports, that the program would be discontinued, both programs would be discontinued, and that they were moving on. And after that announcement that got a lot of public ire, there was the whole coming together of the community, people outraged over the way that it was done, not only the cancellation of these programs, but the way that it was done, to the point where the president of Towson, who at one point did not want to comment, had to come out and comment. Then the governor, Governor Martin O'Malley, and Comptroller Peter Franchot, at a Board of Public Works meeting — this is the board consisting of three people, the governor, the comptroller, and the treasurer — over a contract where they were approving or going to continue the process of the building of a off-campus site for Towson in Harford County. That was held up by both the governor and by the comptroller as well, to require that the president of Towson actually come and explain what occurred, what was going on, what the rationale was. Well, that brought us to the point where there was supposed to be an April 3rd meeting of the comptroller and the governor with the president of Towson before an announcement was made that the baseball program would be reinstalled.
The president, Towson, in my view, has forfeited her claim to moral leadership. It's with a heavy heart. I believe in the best interest of Towson University, she should resign.
That was the comment yesterday made by the guest joining us right now, Comptroller Peter Franchot. How you doing, Comptroller?
C4, I'm terrific, thank you, and my best to your listeners as usual.
Let me ask you, because you have been requesting a meeting, a face-to-face, at which you kind of got when you went to the campus at Towson with the president and, I guess, the athletic director at that time. Then there was supposed to be a public meeting that got postponed from April the 3rd until, I guess, yesterday. And then when the president of Towson didn't show up for that meeting, I guess it was at the request of the governor that she didn't show up at the meeting yesterday. Is that what you understand?
It's unclear, but the fact of the matter is she was not at the Board of Public Works meeting.
So that prompted you to call for her to step aside?
Well, no, here's the issue, and it's a lot bigger, frankly, than just baseball and soccer teams at Towson. It's about integrity in government and leadership, and this mess at Towson right now, which is highly damaging to President Leshke's tenure and presidency, is completely unnecessary, didn't have to happen, should not have happened. She came down with a whole entourage to Annapolis and met privately with me. I believe they went over and met privately with the governor. And I simply said that the explanation I'm getting about the soccer and baseball teams being axed doesn't make sense. But in any event, this private meeting needs to have a Board of Public Works public meeting where she publicly defends her rationale for getting rid of these tremendous teams. And in front of the student athletes and the parents and the alumni and everybody who's very upset about it. Well, she decided on her own, apparently, or maybe the governor gave her a hall pass or something, but with all due respect, this is not the governor's decision. She should have been here in public to defend the logic that she used in getting rid of these teams. The reason she wasn't, C4, in my opinion, is that she can't defend these things.
Do you think that she didn't show up partially because I'm looking at the Baltimore Business Journal report here? By the way, she says that she's not stepping aside in the Baltimore Business Journal, but that she had a meeting Friday with the University of System Board of Regents and that Chancellor Britt Kerwin and the board support her decision of what she's doing. Do you think that's why she didn't show up?
I have no idea, but it was a failure of leadership not to show up. The kids, the student-athletes, and everybody involved in this deserve to have a public discussion of the reasons, because this idea that there's a Title IX compliance issue at Towson has proven to be complete nonsense and a fig leaf. I asked yesterday, in the last 5 years, has there been any investigation or threat of a Title IX issue? And there is none. So that's number one. Number two, they say we need to get rid of these low-budget teams because we have a fiscal problem in the athletic department. Well, it turns out they do, but it's a fiscal problem that President Lusky and her athletic director created by hiring, I think they have six coaches for a 12-member basketball team now.
As a matter of fact, we saw, Comptroller, to emphasize your point, a $400,000 surplus a couple of years ago in an athletic budget to a $1.6 million deficit, and you could attribute most of that to athletic employees.
Right. And the fact that you get into a bunker and you're not going to come out from the shadows and have a public discussion is very troubling to me, particularly when we're talking about taxpayer dollars. We're talking about tuition from students who are citizens of Maryland, and we're talking about a public institution that we value. I think Towson is a gem. I don't think, obviously, the overall reputation of Towson is going to be negatively impacted, although it's now in the national news for all the wrong reasons. But I do think this is a serious negative reflection of the leadership of President Lusky, and that's why I call for a resignation, and I hope it's sooner rather than later.
Comptroller, I want to be joined now by Professor Richard Vatz, who joins us now, and you have heard the Comptroller, Professor Vatz. Did you want to at least weigh in the discussion?
Yeah, let me answer a couple points. Hello, Comptroller.
And, Professor, how are you?
I
hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, although I wish the content were a little different. For Comptroller Franchot to use the kind of language he's used, calling President Lusky phony or saying that she's lying, is just irresponsible. I think that name-calling, especially against somebody with the tremendous character of President Lusky, does not speak well for the Comptroller. Some particulars regarding the irresponsible rhetoric that's been thrown around. Comptroller says that the president should have come in and defended her position publicly and didn't do so because she couldn't defend her position. The fact is that Governor O'Malley told her she didn't need to come in, and later reiterated that the board was the inappropriate venue. He said it's better handled by the Board of Regents than the Board of Public Works. Incidentally, the Board of Regents and Chancellor Kerwin have not only supported President Lusky, but they have done so with alacrity. In addition,
well, before you get to before we give him a list, let's let the Comptroller respond first to that particular commentary. Comptroller?
Well, thank you, C4 and Professor Vatz. It's great to hear your voice. With all due respect to Governor O'Malley, it's not his call. I mean, he had a private meeting with the Chancellor and with President Lusky, as I did. But the people that need to hear from President Lusky in an open forum where people can ask questions, so the sunlight is there, which you're a big fan of, I know, should have happened at the Board of Public Works. She should have been there. She wasn't. I think it's a failure of leadership. I think it's, you've heard all my assessments on it.
I have.
I don't have a big issue here. I'm just reflecting.
Well, of course you do.
I'm reflecting sentiment from the student athletes, from the parents, from the alumni, from a lot of people that are in the Towson community. And, I'm suggesting is that this is an unnecessary situation.
Well, let me just tell you, if I may.
Situation.
Let me tell you how dwarfed these people are by the support for the president. The University Senate has unanimously and resoundingly supported the president, as has the student government. In fact, the students and the student government are so supportive that they've not only voted their support, but they put out a flyer called the Students President, listing all of the actions the president has taken on their behalf. There is tremendous support throughout the university community, throughout the state, for the president, and you are picking selected people. And by parenthetically, I support the baseball team. You know that I sent to Mike Gottlieb a list of arguments early on that he could make in support of keeping the baseball team. The president has contributed to the baseball team. I've contributed.
Well,
to the
let me ask you a question,
team.
Professor. Before you, I won't discount what your position is, but let me put C4 in here. The comptroller has already spoken himself. As a parent and as a taxpayer in the state of Maryland, my children are in college. I would ask you, the way that it was handled with the baseball team and the soccer team, and the way that we now know it was more than one police officer, as the president told us, involved with this. this. Are we okay with that process, Professor, of how that was handled?
Well, I know for a fact.
I'm just asking you, was it okay to handle it that way?
I'm answering you, C4. I know for a fact that when the president talked to the team, that there was one police officer in the room.
That's not what the chief said.
Well, in the room, there was one police officer. That's what I'm told. And her values have been consistent on this, that she's concerned with financial stability and affordability.
And that no questions would be answered.
Well, it's not true. There has been open discussions throughout the university. This has been going on
for months. So the players are inaccurate when they said they couldn't ask questions?
Well, you mean at the particular meeting?
Yes.
I don't know what happened at the particular meeting.
Professor, that's only because of time. I have to tell you, the process is what I had a problem with. Initially, the comptroller, I believe, also had a problem with the process. But now that it's gone comptroller beyond that, I want you to speak kind of to what also, so the professor can probably respond, what's behind your call for the president to step aside?
Well, I think it's an issue bigger than baseball or soccer, as I said. I think it concerns the leadership of the institution. I think she's severely damaged her leadership position. And, you know, I just disagree with Professor Vatz. And I have, obviously, on the public record, and I'm out in the public a lot, I have no problem with defending my conclusions that this Title IX compliance issue is a complete fig leaf, and that the fiscal issues in the athletic department that she claims she's making tough decisions about were created by her and the athletic director hiring 6, 7, 8 more highly paid administrators when they didn't have the money to pay them.
Mr. Comptroller, let me ask you a question. When Wallace Lowe eliminated 7 sports at University of Maryland, did you take a position on it?
Yes, I was very concerned about that, and specifically at the same time, simultaneous with that, they were spending $5 to $7 million refurbishing the president's mansion, and I brought those up at a Board of Public Works meeting.
Did you call for his resignation?
No, because, in fact, he had a much different response, which was much more transparent, came out in public, spoke, answered people's questions. I mean, how can you have trust in government if people make decisions like this,
and then go into
a bunker?
Well,
and let me just finish this while I've got
you. I'm sorry.
You on
go
the
ahead.
Phone.
I apologize.
This argument that somehow the good housekeeping seal of approval is placed on President Lutsky by the Board of Regents and by the Student Council and by the faculty,
University
that
Senate,
University Senate that she employs. I mean, give me a break. Of course, they're going to be supportive until they understand what the facts of this case are. And if she wants to come out in public and debate it, she should.
Comptroller Peter Frantzel.
At least explain it to the citizens of Maryland, because this is a public institution.
This discussion.
That's my only point. I have great respect for Professor Vatz. We happen to disagree here. And I'm sure we'll agree somewhere down the road.
This is not the end of the discussion. Comptroller Peter Frantzel, Professor Richard Vatz, thank you.